Oh, the conference recording has just started. So I'll be introduced. This is, we're in David's call, his meditation calls, and he's asked me to join today to talk to you about self-mastery. So I'm delighted to connect with you. We're here in Fort Lauderdale, and I was saying we happen to be here, along with Cassandra, to listen to Christian Michelson, who's one of the world's leading coaches for coaches, to help them get better known, to develop their skills as a coach, and particularly their marketing skills, because you can't help people unless they hear about you. And it was a very eye-opening experience, I think, for all of us, just to see that there's so many people ripe for learning. You know, we are in the midst of a giant, I would call it an exponential, in fact, growth in consciousness. People are beginning to realize there's something to be realized. There's more to life. There's something they're looking for inside, and they know it's inside. So what the self-mastery course is, which David has asked me to talk about, is you gaining mastery over yourself, over your mind, over your emotions, your limiting beliefs, your fears. So at a mental and psychological level, there's tools that enable you to free your mind of those self-sabotaging thoughts, emotions, behaviors. It kind of open the floodgates of possibilities for you. But really, at a much deeper level, what we're really doing is connecting with the energy within ourselves, the spirit, I like to say, and the life force current that runs through us. There's a physical energy, and as it flows up your spine, like energy flowing through a wire, creates a field. And it's been popular to refer to this field sometimes as an aura. It's an electromagnetic field. It can be measured. It's not just some metaphysical woo-woo thing. But science can actually measure the different gradients. Matter of fact, I'm going to be doing a course with a very famous guru named Gurudev Amrit Desai, who brought flow yoga to the West. And the purpose of that meeting will be to apply the science to some of these words we've all heard before about auras or kundalini or shakti or shaktipat. You know, these words are starting to enter into the nomenclature, but most of us don't know what they are. And I've been fortunate to study with dozens of the world's greatest masters, and I'm working with them right now in the Global Enlightenment Project to consolidate the wisdom and the energy that has been harnessed by those most enlightened and focalize it, as well as bring it to the West in a way that it can be heard. Because a lot of this stuff sounds very foreign to us. But there's actually a science behind it, and that's what the self-mastery course is about. It's the science of the self. Matter of fact, we sometimes call it self-realization, the self-realization course, because the real point of it all is to realize the true nature of yourself, to realize maybe the spirit that you are or the consciousness that is observing your mind, so that you can take conscious control over your mind and thus take conscious control over your life, thus live a better life. And so here we are. This Saturday we're going to start the course, but there were a lot of people that wanted to know more about it. And so rather than just talk about it, I want to give you an experience, because the course is 99% energy. There's conversation, there's lessons, there's notes, there's exercises you can practice, things you can do to develop greater self-awareness, to expand your awareness, your consciousness, to be able to, like I was talking about earlier, clear out limiting beliefs, fears, whatever it is that may be holding you down or keeping you from feeling all the love and joy and peace that you could be feeling. So there's a way to do it, but you need instruction. And I was fortunate to receive instruction from the greatest masters on earth. And so I have some tools, some nuggets I want to share with you, but I also want to give you an experience today. And before I go much farther, I want to thank Bonnie. Bonnie's on the call, and she just created the most beautiful website, stephensadler.com. And it'll talk about the self-mastery course in a little more detail if you want to go back later and look at it. I've done this course. I've worked with Dr. David Hopkins and trained his staff. I worked with Mike Ferry, Tom Ferry, Matthew Ferry, all some of the world's greatest coaches, T. Harv Eker, Peak Potentials, Mark Victor Hansen, who wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, CEOs of corporations, different government leaders, congressmen, and virtually everybody. I think probably by now thousands of people have gone through this training, and I've never found anyone that didn't benefit from it. They said, well, what is it that actually happens? What do you actually do? And I think one of the best ways to try and explain it is to look at it in terms of what Dr. David Hawkins calls calibrated levels of consciousness. So everyone, let's begin by taking a deep breath before I begin explaining calibrated levels of consciousness. Let's check in with ourselves and say, well, where am I at right now? And the idea is by being conscious of what state we're in, we can consciously move into another state or a higher state using our own will. So sometimes it's natural for us to get angry or upset or fearful or something that's holding us back, but we don't need to be stuck in those states. So if you can learn to recalibrate, you can begin to take conscious control over your life, which is what mastery is. So self-mastery is really, excuse my language, it's really kind of getting your shit together. It's like really taking over and taking control of your life so that you can move it forward in a direction that brings more joy and love and peace into your life. So there's tools of the way you can do that. So let's start by just looking within ourselves and say, well, where am I at? From a scale of 1 to 10, how happy am I? How peaceful am I? How much joy am I feeling? And there is a corresponding energy that exudes out of your body depending on the state you're in. And this is intuitive for everyone, isn't it? You walk into a room where people have been arguing, or there's a divorce, or you know, maybe an office is very dysfunctional. You feel kind of a heaviness, don't you? You feel like, oh, this is dense, this is heavy. I don't want to be around this environment. If you go to a playground, if you go to a place where there's, if you go to a meditation retreat or something, a class like this, typically you feel raised, like, oh, this makes me feel good. I feel lighter. I feel less heavy. I feel more joy and love and peace and maybe gain some insight. Maybe something is stimulated or awakens from within you that gives you inspiration, gives you insight, gives you the drive, gives you these ideas like, oh, I know what I can do. So we're all being guided. All our life experiences are teaching us something about ourselves. And through those experiences, we are guided to higher states of consciousness. I mean, hopefully, you're learning from your mistakes. You're learning from your life lessons. But only if you're paying attention, only if you're conscious of what's happening. So to test this at a physical level, I want to invite you to first sit up straight in your chair and think of your spine as an antenna. Because what I'm going to be doing is transmitting energy. All of us have energy in our body. It's been measured by science. We know it runs in our nervous system, for instance. It flows in nerve conduits up our spine. It flows in chi. You've all seen acupuncture charts and seen little dots running up and down in lines. Sometimes there's a line going up and down the arms. If you go to see a Chinese acupuncturist or acupressurist, they have these diagrams that show lines. Well, now instruments can measure these lines. They can find these points. And we know there are areas of low resistance and high conductivity. The biomagnetism flows through these channels to get into the cell structures, just like blood flows through your veins to bring oxygen to your cells, or that your nervous system is conducting energy to cause physiological actions in your organs and in your tissues and your muscles. So let's try that. As you're sitting there, go ahead and make a fist. Kind of tighten your toes, curl your toes in, and just hold that tension. Well, that's because the energy is flowing through your hands and your legs to cause that contraction. You're willfully sending energy through your body. Just a simple thing is making a fist. Now release the fist, release your toes, and relax. That, too, was you sending a signal through your body to relax. So that's a pretty simple idea, but most people don't realize that you have the ability to send energy through your body and through your mind at will. We can do this to some degree. We have some applications where we've done this before, any physical activity, in fact. But you can harness this energy and learn to use this innate intelligence and life force just like a Jedi using the force. You can learn to channel the energy, to change your thoughts, to take, say, a vision or something you want and then project it. You can develop your biomagnetic field, which is essentially your attractor force or attractor field. And now we have this idea that's been put forth, explained by various people as your attractor field, because magnetic fields have an attractive and a repulsive force. And if you put out an intention and your field is wide, others begin to feel that energy and they can be drawn to you. We usually call that animal magnetism as an example. Or maybe you see someone up on stage. Like Christian Michelson has a very strong magnetism. He's attractive. I mean, he's a handsome guy, certainly, but you might see a charisma. You're drawn to want to listen to him, not only because of his skills in sales, but because he's developed himself interpersonally, and he has a higher calibrated level of consciousness. He's got a higher vibe, as it were. So it behooves us to develop this attractor field. This enables us to manifest the things in our life that we want. Originally, I did this class for Matt Ferry, who's one of the world's best life coaches, you might say. He's very successful. He makes millions of dollars every year doing this. And he came to me wanting to learn, how can I maximize my attractor field? How can I raise my calibrated level of consciousness to a higher level and thus become more powerful in whatever I'm doing, be able to manifest like a madman, you know, and he has. It turned his business around overnight, as it has everyone else that has practiced this. So part of the skill set that I want to teach you is, how can you learn to radically manifest? I've been doing this for years. I decided I wanted to make a movie. Well, within 6 months, filmed it, edited it, and made it. And it just won Best Documentary at the International Film Festival. We've got 4 laurels now. And so that was an application of creating an intention, building a strong electromagnetic field, projecting that intention out to the universe. It's kind of like spirit talking to spirit. Or maybe if you put something out into the internet, you know, and the people that have an interest in a certain subject end up finding you because you put it out there, and they were able to reach it and then respond and connect with you. Well, we have a worldwide web of spiritual energy that we're all interconnected with on this planet. And as soon as you hear and get the clarity of what you want, and you put that intention out into the universe, boom, you start getting responses. And so I want to teach you these secrets. I want to teach you the secrets of the siddhas. I was fortunate enough to be trained by the Maharishi himself. I did yoga tapas with the Maharaj. I studied with the greatest spiritual masters on earth, literally. And I'm working with the greatest ones today, still. And what I want to do is distill this information that I gathered from them and put it in a way that's maybe easier to hear in a Western context. So the first thing we want to do, just to demonstrate this, is I want to invite you to put your hands up so that your palms are facing each other. And just imagine you're holding a beach ball in front of your chest, and the left hand's on the left side of the beach ball, the right hand's on the right side of the beach ball. Very slowly, begin to bring your hands together until you can begin to feel the tingling. Keep at least a few inches between your palms, and then wave your hands together and apart like you were clapping in slow motion, but without touching the skin. And of course, there's blood flow in your hands, so you're going to feel that sensation, as well as gravity. There's heat in your body. So there's a lot of different kinds of energy that our body emits. But there's going to be kind of a sponginess, like you're playing with magnets, because in fact, This is a biomagnetic field. And this is my specialty. This is my core competence, helping people tune into and develop these subtle fields of energy so that they can be developed from within you, and then you can apply this energy into your daily living and watch things such as radical manifestations happen. So just make a note of whatever sensation there is between your hands, and just know that you're conducting electromagnetism. And once you're satisfied or can feel something, just make a note of it and bring your hands back down. And then take a deep breath. And let's think about how that works. We know that there is both a positive and a negative charge in every atom. We call them protons and electrons. There's a positive energy expanding out. So the proton, typically along with the neutron, has an expansive force. Around every atom, there are electrons, or what's called a valence field, that is a contractive energy that is pushing down. So there's both an expansive and contractive, a positive and negative, a central petal, a central fugal, a yin and a yang, a positive and a negative. And if you group a whole bunch of atoms together to create a molecule, say an amino acid or more complex structures such as a protein chain, you'll see that it's a combination of positive and negatives. And there'll be a field. Positive on one end and negative on the other, the energy flows through it, and that pattern is held in the field. And like you leave a pattern in those, remember cassette tapes? There'd be a magnetic tape, and the imprints of the music would be on that tape, so when you played the tape, you'd hear the music. Well, your life experiences create imprints in you. One good example is DNA. The DNA is an imprint. The nucleobases come together based on their alignment, based on the field that was created. And so these combinations of molecules end up creating greater systems of organizing intelligence we call cells. If you look at a cell, you see that every cell, if you draw it as a circle, like in biology, my day they had chalkboards. I don't know if they still do it this way. And they'd put a little plus at the top of the circle and a little negative at the bottom of the circle. And then the teacher would make these two dotted lines going from the top to the bottom. And those are the chromosomes. And then the cell would divide. But the point being is we see a positive and a negative. We see that there's a current and there's a field of electromagnetism. And it's that magnetism around the cell that causes it to connect with and have a cohesive force with the other cells in that grouping, whether it's a skin cell or a lung cell or a brain cell. They're all connected through fields of magnetism. And they're essentially all working together as a whole through that field. They share that field together. And then, of course, all those cells working together create a being. It could be an animal. It could be you. And around your body, there's a field. There's a positive charge at the top of the head. There's a negative charge at the bottom of your tailbone. And you have what is science calls a toroidal field flowing up from the negative, from the tailbone, up your spine, right through the nerves, and then it comes out through the top of the head, where artists have typically depicted auras or halos above the head. That's because there is literally an electromagnetic field. There is kind of a glow. You have to be tuned in to see it, and that's why we did this little exercise with your hands, so at least you could feel it. And then that energy envelops your whole body, like it envelops a cell, or like it envelops a molecule, or like it envelops an atom. And it comes back down, and it gathers at your tailbone. And then it comes back up. So that coming up, out, and around is called toroidal. And that's how the Earth works as well. If you look, we have a North Pole, a South Pole. There's an energy coming up and out. It can be seen. It's known as the Northern Lights or Aurora Borealis, right? We see these fields coming up of electromagnetism and the refraction of that energy, which is in turn connected with the sun. So the whole Earth is covered in an electromagnetic field, and that's what protects us from solar radiation, coronal mass ejections, and solar wind, and so forth. We have this strong electromagnetic force around the Earth that is protecting us. And so there's also an electromagnetic field around the sun and around the galaxy and, in fact, throughout the whole universe. The whole universe is conducting energy. That's how everything works. There's some electrical current flowing through it. So coming back to ourselves and the Earth, where we're drawing most of our energy. We see that we get energy from the food we eat, from water we drink, from other people, from the sun. But most of the energy that you use and take in, you get through the breath, don't you? You kind of know that intuitively. If I ask you all to take a deep breath in through the nose, go ahead and breathe in. Kind of wakes you up a little bit, doesn't it? Kind of gives some life. If you've been listening to a class and you're starting to fall asleep, you might take a deep breath just to kind of wake up again, wouldn't you? And if you were going to get up and run around the block, you'd have to start breathing more, wouldn't you? Because you're consuming more energy. So intuitively, we know that we take in energy through the breath. If you look at a compass needle, a needle that's magnetized will naturally start moving to the north. It's not impeded. It'll move, it'll align with the electromagnetic fields around the earth. Well, when we breathe, we pick up that energy that's in the air that we call the earth's magnetic field, and it then gets converted into our biomagnetic field. And the yogis call that prana. For those of you that practice yoga, they're always telling you to take a deep breath. Part of the reason they're doing that is they're having you draw in the energy and then direct it through some part of your body. So let's practice that. Take a deep breath, breathe in, connect with the life force energy within you. And then if there's any stuck energy, going back to anger or fear or something you don't want, you then release the breath, consciously let go of that feeling, and you can find, hey, I can kind of bleed out or drain out that negative emotion or that negativity from my body. And those are some of the kind of tools I'm going to show you over the next 12 weeks. Again, breathe in, sitting up straight. And as you breathe out, I want to invite you to imagine that we're all just sitting in this jacuzzi together. Because you're going to start to feel a warmth. You're going to start to feel kind of a floaty sensation. Like you're sitting in a jacuzzi. I'll be meditating, guiding you in a meditation, even as you're sitting here listening to me. So everybody just imagine we're sitting in this jacuzzi of consciousness. And really, we're just going to get high on God. We're going to have fun today. Because the more you connect with this life force energy, the more elated you become, the more love you feel, the more joy begins to express itself through you. It begins to recalibrate you to a higher level of consciousness. So first, I want you to identify the fact that there is a life force energy within you. There's a living spirit that you are. And the whole point of this course is for your mind and body to connect with the life force current or the spirit within you that is you. And then the next step is to connect with what you might call the Holy Spirit or the life force current that is imbuing all things with life. And it behooves you to do that because if you can tune into these subtle currents, you not only can direct your mind and words and actions more effectively, but you can tune into the inner guidance. You kind of have a sense of where to go. You begin to be guided to the people, places, and situations. You're provided opportunities. I've been doing this for 30 years with literally thousands of people. There's no question that it works. I've never had anybody in all these years say, hey, that doesn't work for me. It absolutely works. But you got to practice. And most people are lazy. And that's why we do these exercises. And that's why you have a class. And that's why it needs to be 12 weeks, because you don't really get it that well if you just do it two or three times. Plus, you got to practice on your own to really develop the skill set at it. But all it does is make your life more enjoyable. All it does is bring more joy and peace and love into your life. All it does is enable you to manifest more powerfully so you have everything to gain. You have nothing to lose. It just gets better and better and better. So breathe in again and feel this energy in your nervous system. Feel it in your chi. Feel it in the electromagnetic fields around your body. And now I invite you to bring your hands up and spread your fingers wide so there's a slight tension in your palms. And you can think of your palms now as maybe satellite dishes, right? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an energy. So I've spent virtually my entire life. I began meditating around 5 years old. I went through extensive training, sitting 23 hours a day for weeks on end without moving until I can master this. So now I want to show you these secrets. It starts by just simply tuning in. It's that simple. We can all project energy, and we can all receive energy. So with your hands out, facing outward away from you, just imagine you're trying to tune into like a satellite transmission, and I'm going to start sending you some energy, and you're going to start to feel your hands get not just hotter, but there should be kind of a tingling or glow around your palms. You can just imagine both your palms are like mittens of light. Just imagine there's a golden white light around your hands. So essentially, that's the color. If you were to add a color to it, it'd be a very bright and pure light. And now, as you take your next breath, just imagine you're drawing that light down your arms and into your heart, and feel your heart opening. And I always like to start with a prayer. Not all of you are religious people, but I like to say, Lord, help me to be a pure vehicle for your love and light and wisdom, because I know I can do nothing. It is only through the grace of God that anything happens. But all we're essentially doing here is tapping into natural laws. This is how nature works. This is science. There's a science to this. So breathe in and see if you can take in some more energy. Just absorb it into your body. Tune into it like a radio receiver. And you're going to start to feel a little electromagnetism building up in your body very gradually throughout this call. And that's the idea. And you'll simply absorb as much as your body is ready for. You take it a little bit at a time, and it just gets like working out. Each time you work out, you're going to build up and get a little bit stronger, aren't you? One more time. Breathe in and see if you can draw that energy in. And as you breathe out, feel it spreading out from your heart and extending out throughout your entire body. And your entire body is enshrouded in a cocoon of golden white light. And you are that light. Breathing in again. Draw the light down your arms and into your heart. And see if you can open your heart a little bit more. Because now I could be blasting you with energy, but if you're sitting there with your arms crossed going, oh, this sounds kooky, you naturally wouldn't tune in as much. But if you're kind of searching for it, it'll help you dial into it, so to speak. So let's take one more breath in. Expand your heart a little bit more. Breathe out. Let that energy extend maybe 2 or 3 feet around you. Just imagine your entire body enshrouded in a cocoon of golden white light. And now bring your left hand down. Keep your right hand up. So this exercise of me sending you energy is called, in the East, Shakti Pat. Shakti simply means energy, your spirit energy. Whatever that life force current in your body is, it's making you tick. It causes your heart to beat. It allows cells to regenerate in your body. You don't have to think about cell regeneration, do you? You don't have to think about converting food you eat into glucose or the right blood sugar or to digest your food or even how to think. There's an innate intelligence in your body, and that's what we're tapping into here. So the next step is to take that hand that's still in the air and now feel all the energy rolling out to the tips of your fingers. Feel the tingling in your middle finger, and then bring that hand over so the palm is facing your forehead. Eyes closed. Go ahead and close your eyes. And now touch that point between the eyebrows with the tips of your fingers. So what I'm doing is I'm transferring electromagnetism into your hand, and now what you want to do is transfer from your hand into this point between your eyebrows so that you can start feeling that energy a little more clearly. This helps you tune into the life force current. So just tap that point between the eyebrows so that your mind says, oh, okay, I know where to look. And I want your eyes to roll up with your eyelids closed and gaze at that point very gently. And go ahead and bring your hand down. So both your hands can either lie in your lap or place your wrists on your knees so you create kind of a triangle as you're sitting. And just feel the subtle currents of energy flowing through your body. And as I speak to you, I'm going to continue to conduct energy. We've got a connection now. And this energy is going to start building up. So let's question what we're doing here. What kind of kooky stuff is this? You sit and look at your third eye, or this point between your eyebrows, what the yogis call the Ajna Chakra. Why do you do that? Well, if you ever look at a baby, and babies are sleeping, all you mothers and fathers have probably noticed that babies will roll their eyes up, and you'll see just the whites of their eyes sometimes when they're sleeping. When all of us, grown-ups too, when we're in a deep, deep state, our eyes roll up and we go into what's called the theta and delta brainwave frequencies. So normally when you're walking around thinking and talking to people, if we were to put electrodes on your brain, we'd measure your brainwave frequencies running from typically 14 to 40 cycles per second. That's called beta. That's what the scientists call it. If you were to sit down and start meditating as we are now, you start to relax. We're in the jacuzzi of consciousness. I'm helping you forget about your day and tune into subtle currents. And all of a sudden you start going into what's called the alpha state. Kind of like when you're going to sleep, huh? You might feel kind of sleepy, like you're starting to drift off. It might be kind of dreamy. Different pictures come and go. So this gazing at the point between the eyebrows is stimulating your pituitary and your pineal gland. These are endocrine glands that are a part of your sympathetic nervous system. And what they do is they're releasing peptides right now. It's a very natural, normal thing to do. But the yogis of India realized, gee, when I do that, it causes me to go into a much deeper state very quickly and stay in a deeply relaxed state longer, which is what we're aiming for here, isn't it? So as you continue to focus on this point between the eyebrows, your brainwave frequencies will start to go down into delta, which is just 4 to 6 cycles per second. So if you start seeing a blue light or flashing lights or different colors and this kind of a thing, you're probably, or if you feel like you're floating or maybe even left your body or something, this means you're going into the theta brainwave frequency. You're going into a very, very deep state. And if you continue to focus on this feeling, and over time in the practice, you'll get down into what's called the delta brainwave frequency, which is just 0 to 3 cycles per second. And we go into this state typically 3 times in a normal 8-hour sleep cycle. But we don't stay in that state very long. We tend to go up and down a lot when we're sleeping. So when we're focusing here, we can consciously learn how to quiet our mind, which in and of itself is good for you. It reduces stress, calms your mind, helps you gain clarity. And this is exactly where the answers are. If you want to know, you know the answers lie within you. I'm not here to tell you the answers, but I can give you a technique to help you plumb the depths of your own soul and connect with that inner knowing so you know what to do in a situation. You can follow that feeling. That feeling will guide you to the people, places, and situations. I'm here to help you learn and grow and evolve and ultimately find more joy and happiness and peace in life and thus gain mastery over your life. So as you gaze into the point between the eyebrows, this is the meditation, and from now on for the rest of your life, if you just sit, take a deep breath, say a prayer, in whatever way you, or affirmation if you prefer, and then gaze at the point between the eyebrows, you will find you're going to be able to go into a very deep state much quicker. Or let David coach you. That's what he does. You know, and if you get a little hand-holding or a little assistance in it, it's going to be a lot easier. And, of course, if you take self-mastery, it's going to be helpful. And then you get both of us. So breathe in and just focalize your point, your attention at the point between the eyebrows here. And as you breathe out, now you can let go. A lot of people say, well, I can't meditate. Good. Stop meditating and allow yourself to be meditated. There should be no work or effort involved. But we're sitting in a jacuzzi of consciousness getting high on God. All you got to do is roll your eyes up. Look at the point between the eyebrows and feel the beautiful energy flowing through you like a fountain coming up your spine and out of the head. Gentle breath in. Release and let go. So I started the class talking about calibrated levels of consciousness. This is extremely important because by realizing that you can go into higher states, and in higher states you're going to have more clarity, you're going to gain more happiness, you're going to feel better, simply put. You're also going to have a lot more power. You're going to have a lot more energy being conducted through your body. It's going to expand this electromagnetic field around you and thus enable you to attract what you want into your life more powerfully. Doesn't that make sense? Gentle breath in. Release and let go. So even as we're sitting here, this energy is, see, I don't want to whack you over the head with the energy. I'm trying to develop nice and gradually with each breath, each moment, each minute. The energy is going to keep building and building and building. It's very subtle. I don't want to scare anyone. There's no need to force it down your throat. All you got to do is keep tuning in, and it keeps getting stronger. And any time you're distracted by a thought or a feeling or a sound or an ache in your body or whatever it is, it's no big deal. Dogs could be barking. Someone could have a TV on next door. But as long as you're focusing on that point between the eyebrows, you're engaged. You're tapping in to the life force within you that is you. It's kind of like your own mind is getting to know your spirit. So most of us have a sense that we have a spirit, or we believe that we have a spirit or are a spirit. But you can actually engage it and get to know it, and you should, because it's who you are, and until you know who you are, you don't really know anything. You're not really getting all you can out of life. You're denying yourself a relationship with yourself and with God, or whatever way you think of the Creator. So breathe in, focalize your attention at the point between the eyebrows, and then let go and let God. And if you'd like my help, all you got to do is kind of like psychically tune in. And of course, for those that want to master this, we got a course coming up. But right now, just focus on the point between the eyebrows and see if you can engage that feeling. Let's just be quiet for a moment and gaze into your mind's eye and observe what's happening to your body right now. Can you feel a current? Can you feel a buzzing? Can you feel a little floaty feeling in your head or in your body? Does it feel good? It should feel good. And at first, it's kind of a peacefulness, and then the peacefulness starts to become a little more, wow, this is nice. I'm really like getting a really good massage. And then it starts getting even better. Like, wow, I'm starting to get kind of high. Maybe you smoke some pot or something. You know, you're all of a sudden it's like, wow, I'm really getting kind of elated from this. And what it is, it's your spirit coming out. It's literally you're making room for your spirit to shine forth. It can come out what you're thinking now. It can move into your brain. Putting your attention on your spirit grows your spirit. It's that simple. We can develop this energy. We can harness it. And then we can learn how to integrate it into our relationships with our family, to create more harmony in our home, in our relationship, maybe with our girlfriend or boyfriend. We can use this energy to bring it into our business. I brought it in the course. I'll tell you these stories in depth, but I brought it in as an investment banker. I was doing mergers, and I'd have to bring people together or attract the right opportunity for my fund. One time I was a national sales manager for a bank, and I taught all my staff how to shift their energy to a place of greater joy and happiness and peace. This, and then all of a sudden all the clients that they talked to loved talking to them so much. They felt this good energy. They felt a sense of trust too, and a sense of wanting to connect. They were getting connected, and sales just went through the roof. So I was beginning this call telling you that Matt Ferry came to me, and he says, look, I want a spiritual coach, he said. I didn't even know what that meant. And he says, I want to learn to attract more powerfully. And so we began this practice of developing this energy, and you can do this too. Let's think about something you want. Think about something you would like to create in your life. Maybe it's an answer to a question. Maybe it's some guidance. Maybe there's a specific thing you want. It could be a tangible object, a job, a relationship. Whatever it is that's been on your mind, why don't you just put that out into the universe? See, your spine as an antenna, and you're the disc jockey of your life, right? And now you're going to send a signal out, and depending on the amperage or the power of your station, you're going to be able to send that signal out to a wider and wider, wider audience. More people are going to be able to tune into you and thus respond to you And those people that you're meant to meet, or those situations that you need for your next learning experience, are going to either be drawn to you or you're going to be drawn to them. You'll be guided. You'll have this sense. Like, I was at this seminar, I said, here in Fort Lauderdale, and I said, well, who are the people that would most be interested in this? Because I don't want to bug people and try and sell them on something they're not interested in. I said, I'll just sit at this table. And people would literally come over and say, you know, I felt your energy. I just knew I had to talk to you. I said, well, it's probably because you want to raise your calibrated level of consciousness and realize your full potential and be able to manifest like a madman. They go, exactly. I said, well, that's why you need to do this program so you can master this. See, it's the field projecting outward, and they felt it at some level. And some people were kind of nervous. They didn't even know why they want to talk to me. You know, they didn't have a logical mental understanding of what was happening. They just had this intuitive feeling like, hey, I got to go talk to this guy. And this happens to me all day long. All of a sudden, it's like God is sending you the people you need to talk to. Maybe because they have something to give to you, and maybe because you have something to give to them. Hopefully there's an exchange anyway, right? So let's reinforce again that idea of what you would like to manifest in your life. Get it the clearer it can be in your mind. And I'll help you with this through the course. That's part of what we do. We're going to kind of train you to get a clear idea of what's working for you, what isn't working for you, what you really want, and then how to go about manifesting it. And it's really a matter of applying the tools. The tools work. It's just a matter of you practicing the tools and developing the tools until you gain mastery over them. So breathe in again. Galvanize your focus between the eyebrows. And now I'd like to invite you to bring your hand up one more time. You can just bring one up if you want, one or both. But I want to recalibrate you. So I'm going to and explain what that means. So if you were at one level, if you were at 93.7, like a radio station, you're at 93.7 and you're saying, well, I don't want to listen to rap music. I don't want to hear this lower kind of vibration. I want to tune up, and you move over to the happy, I don't know, love songs or whatever. You know, love songs on the coast, 101.1 or whatever, you know. So you're turning the knob, right? So what you're doing now is you're starting to recalibrate. You're starting to tune into my energy. I will send you the energy at a higher frequency. Your body starts to pick it up, and now you're getting familiar with the energy that enables you to kind of hone in and receive energy at that level. And if you're receiving energy at this higher level, you're also conducting energy at this higher level. That's making you more powerful. So in a sentence, that's what I do. I help empower people. I turn up the volume of their power. I make them more powerful. I'm making you in this moment more powerful, at least for this moment. Feel that power. Breathe in. And first, maybe sweep the air with your hands and see if you can, like, gather it up. Like there's an energy flowing out to you, and you're both tuning into it and you're absorbing it into your body. The other thing you can do is maybe pat the air in front of you, as if you were trying to feel your way in the dark. And there's a cushion there, isn't there? There should be like a sensation in the palms of your hand. Feel that sensation. Maybe make little circles with your hands. So the purpose of moving your hands a little bit is just all of a sudden maybe that sensation becomes a little bit clearer. And now both your hands are filled with the energy. And it's a little bit higher frequency. Notice the sensation. It's at a little higher frequency, and maybe there's a little more energy now. That's what's typical for most people if you're tuned in. So now breathe that energy in. Absorb it like a sponge. Now, if I go ahead and put both hands up, because I want to do that beach ball exercise again. Absorb it into your body. And now bend your elbows. And turn your palms so they face each other once again, but keep your hands wide, at least 2 feet apart. Palms are flat, facing each other, 2 feet apart. And very slowly, maybe 1 inch per second, Begin to bring your hands together until you feel the cushion of energy between your hands. There's a sponginess, kind of like you squeeze a beach ball. You can feel the pushing back because your electromagnetic field is a little bit stronger now. So just wave your hands together and apart and observe the sensation between your hands. So say, well, what is that feeling? So if this is your first time, it's probably a little bit vague or subtle because you're new at it. As you practice, it gets stronger and you get better at feeling and tuning in. Like anything else you do, if you want to learn to dance, if you want to speak a new language, you got to practice. So observe the sensation between your hands. And just notice what we've done is we've made two little leaps, made two little adjustments. You probably are feeling a lot more energy now than you did, say, 2 hours ago. So now bring the left hand down, and again, take that right hand and bring it back over to that point between your eyebrows, and let's just tap that third eye point again. So if I was in the room with you, we just did a retreat in Sedona, Arizona, I would go around and I'd take my hand and I'd touch that point so that my magnetism would help draw up the magnetism in your body and enhance it, make it stronger, little bit by little bit. So just touch that point between the eyebrows. Now bring your hand back down and let's gaze at that point for a moment. And just tune in. What are we feeling right now? Observe the subtle feeling in your body and enjoy it. So there may be a buzzing, and that's what you want to put your attention on. Your eyes stay focused, but once your eyes are up there and you're gazing, it becomes very passive. You don't have to force the effort. Matter of fact, if your eyes flutter or twitch or start getting sore, drop your gaze. Relax the effort. You just don't want your eyes rolling around. You want to steady the eyes, and as you focus at the point between the eyebrows, the optic nerve is beginning to draw energy into the pituitary and the pineal gland. So you're releasing peptides. It's creating a relaxation response like a natural biofeedback mechanism. Your brainwave frequencies are continuing to slow down. That's creating more clarity of mind and a gathering of focus of the energy. And it's also raising the calibrated level of consciousness in your body. Just observe the different state you're going into right now. And doesn't that feel peaceful and enjoyable? So imagine this times 10. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Imagine this times 100, which is where we're going. Maybe not tonight, but over the next few weeks. You're going to just get higher and higher and higher, and you're going to get more and more powerful. This is a power vortex. The other thing I do sometimes is take groups of executives. I have, like VIP, sometimes I'll go to a corporation and I'll take their board of directors or a certain group of people. It's usually very high-end executives. And we will work together on a vision. So, okay, let's get clarity of the vision, put out this intention, and then watch your sales grow or whatever, you know, whatever that intention of your manifestation was. Or say you want to meet people. Boom, put that intention out. All of a sudden, boom, 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 you're going to find, how come all these people are coming to me? Well, because you put that intention, you put it out to the universe, and the universe responded. It's not magic. It's a scientific principle, the laws of attraction, biomagnetic fields. We're all interacting with other people energetically. We have an intuitive sense about that. But most people haven't really developed that sense. This is what my guru would call the sixth sense. And a natural consequence of you developing this skill through your meditation, like we're doing now, is you're going to become a lot more psychic. And it's those intuitive feelings and ideas are going to give you ideas. Hey, I think I'm going to do this, that, or that. I'm going to call someone. One great example is I was writing my first book. I wrote a book on world religions called Looking for God. And it became a bestseller, by the way. It's still out. It's on Amazon. But as I was writing the book, I wanted each organization, each religion, each denomination, each metaphysical teacher or guru or whatever it was, I wanted to make sure I was depicting their organization and their teachings correctly. So I would send them a copy of what I said about them and ask them to critique it, or make a correction. And this one group happened to be called Radhaswami. I couldn't find them. This is the days before the computer. The computer was just coming out, and we didn't have search engines and all that. So I thought, well, how am I going to find these people? I tried directory assistance in the major cities. I tried calling other people I know that might know. Looked in the books where they were mentioned, and the addresses were outdated, and they weren't there anymore. I thought, well, how am I going to find these people? I was kind of going, what am I going to do here? I wanted to get on to my next group I could write about. So I let it go. I did exactly what we're doing here. I took a deep breath. I connected. Lord, I meant to meet these people. Show me where to go. And when I was done with that meditation, a strange thing occurred. I got hungry. So I'm going to get something to eat. I thought, you know what, I'm going to go to Mother's Market. There's a health food store because I need to pick up some things. And I can both pick up my groceries and have a nice lunch and kind of clear my head because I was getting a little frustrated not being able to find this group. And as I'm having my lunch, I went and got different – I saw someone sitting there having lunch too, and I smiled at them. They seemed like a nice person. Picked up my Sprouts or whatever I was getting, and I'm in the line, and this lady I saw – at lunch, like I kind of intuitively knew it. I kind of noticed her amongst all the people in the group, but I didn't say anything to her. And then she's in line with me. And when I opened my wallet to show the checker my ID, there was a picture of my guru. So she looked at me and she goes, oh, is that your guru? Who's that? And I said, oh, it's the Maharishi. And I told her a little bit about him because she seemed interested. And then it occurred to me, oh, do you have a guru? She goes, yes, I do. Matter of fact, she pulled out her wallet like a mother wanting to show you pictures of her kids or something. She showed me a picture of her guru. Guess who it was? It was the leader of the Radhaswami movement. So I said, you know, this is no coincidence that we're here today because I'm writing a book on world religions, and I've just finished writing about the Radhaswamis, and I need to find whoever it is where their headquarters is. I want to send a copy of what I've said about you guys to the office so they can critique what I've said. I got to and make any changes that might need to be made. Do you have any idea who I should send this to? You know what she said? She said that she should send it to me. I'm the secretary of this organization. She goes, and it definitely wasn't a coincidence because I was in San Diego, which is the county south of me, and she was driving up to the airport in Los Angeles, which is north of me. So she was driving maybe 100 miles, we'll say. And about halfway there, she got hungry, and she says, something just told me to pull off the freeway. And I drove down the street, and there was a sign that said Mother's Market. I said, that sounds like my kind of market, and that's what drew me here. I was literally guided to come to this market. And that's how spirit works, and it doesn't just work for me. It works for everyone, and that's what I want to teach you. So we're coming to the end of the class. I want to be able to provide some time for you to ask some questions if you want. So just breathe in one more time. Galvanize your focus between the eyebrows, and just know that from now on through the rest of your life, if you just sit for a little bit every day, say a half hour, hold your eyes up, gaze at that mind's eye, you're going to start to develop that interconnectivity, and you're going to love it. Now, the course itself, so let's finish with a blessing and a prayer. May you all enjoy good health with long life, prosperity, happiness, and peace. May the whole world live in happiness and peace. Wouldn't that be beautiful? Let's just take a minute to picture the world living in peace. That's why I do this. I want you to be happy and to manifest and all that. But what I really want is to create a world where everybody's connected. Because if everyone's connected with this, we're going to find a happy and peaceful world. It's through grace that we enlighten. So we're really just opening our hearts to let Spirit guide us. That's the essence of what this course is. So may you all be protected and guided by the divine. And by the way, before I forget, we're talking about good health. We just came out with a new book, which is the Natural Health Handbook. And we got a new website coming up for that. You can buy the Natural Health Handbook on Amazon. I highly recommend you read it. I've got a new movie that just came out. It's called Enlightenment Now. I'm in two other movies, but the new one is called Enlightenment Now. And you can go to enlightenmentnow.com and either watch the movie or just look, at least look at the preview if you want. But the course coming up this Saturday, so those are places you can get more information. But the course this Saturday is 12 weeks. And it, by the way, it's a very big commitment. We need people that are committed. This isn't something you can do willy-nilly. This is a powerful training. So you need to commit to all 12 weeks. You've got to be on the calls. If you miss a call or can't make it one night or something, it's okay because we have the calls recorded. You can hear the playback later. But I need each of you that are going to be in this class to commit to sit at least a half hour every day. And if you can't do that, you're not sincere enough. It's $1,500. We have payment plans. But part of the reason we do that is to make sure you're committed and take it seriously. It's cheap relative to other things you might study. But it's enough, and the value you get, but it's enough, I hope, that you take it seriously and you really apply yourself, because that's what's going to give you the results that you're ultimately looking for. So over the next 12 weeks, what we're going to be doing is essentially what I'm doing with you right now. I'm going to talk to you over the phone. Each week there will be a new discussion, an explanation of how these things work, a way you can apply it to your life so it's not just a bunch of philosophy. I'm going to give you practical tools you can bring into your relationship, bring into your office, to help you get your act together better and feel better about life and what you're doing in life, really get in touch with your purpose. I think one of the best results is people start to find themselves and find meaning and purpose to their life. I mean, it's nice that you can make more money too, but all the money in the world isn't going to be worth much if you're not enjoying what you're doing and finding it meaningful. And that's what happens when you practice this. Your life turns around. So what we're going to do is we'll have different discussions. You'll get something emailed to you, just a few pages, something to read, something to your mind to digest. Usually there's a little assignment that doesn't take a lot of time because I know you're all busy. But I've got to engage you, and I've got to get you to be able to take these things and put it into your life, because that's where you're going to find the results. Ultimately, you're going to be happier. You're going to have more powerful experiences in life if you do these exercises. But the main thing is you're just going to have more juice. More juice. So whatever happened today, it's going to be compounded and get stronger this Saturday. That'll be at 9 o'clock Pacific time. So adjust your 9 o'clock in the morning, I should say, Pacific. So that's basically noon on the East Coast. And we often have people in Europe, and we actually have students in 120 countries, and probably 98% of all the people that have taken this course or studied with me have not even met me in person. They've not seen my face. They only know me as spirit. See, that's what's so beautiful about this class. It's really all about spirit. You and I connecting in spirit as spirit. And a whole new world opens up. And week after week, the next 12 weeks, you're just going to become more powerful and more powerful and more powerful and more, just like working out with weights, like a bicep getting bigger because you've been training every day, partly because I'm transmitting energy to you to give you that booster shot, and partly because you're sitting every day and practicing and conducting the energy until you are a manifestation madman or madwoman. And all of a sudden, you'll see all these amazing things start to happen in your life. You think, wow, how did that happen? because you learned how to make it happen. That's why. So that being said, if you are interested in the class, you can go to, well, you can go to my new website, stephensadler.com, or selfawareness.com, and sign up online. If you have any questions, just give us a call, send us an email. We'd be happy to help you. With that being said, why don't I just open it up to questions? Star 6 or Star 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is David reminding me. By the way, the other bonus you get is David. David's generously offered to have a follow. When's your
Thursdays at 6 a.m. Pacific time.
Thursdays at 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
Pacific. Okay, it's a morning time. So you, do they have a call back for that, too, if they miss it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's recorded and they get a call.
Okay, good. So the nice thing about a coach, sometimes – a lot of times what happens on these calls is people basically get stoned. It's like, oh, I can't talk now. But they have questions later. What's nice is David can guide you through the meditation, but he can also come. He's been working with me for 10 years and practicing this and getting pretty good at it. So he's going to be able to answer a lot of your questions too. So now you get this is all going to be given to you over the next 3 months. So star 6, star 5.
Six or star 5 will ask questions. Somebody asked a question. I can.
You can see it there.
Yeah, here. Okay.
So, we have any questions yet?
No questions yet. Maybe Donna. Maybe you could say hi to Donna.
Oh, is Donna on the call?
Yes, yeah, she can.
I love Donna. She's so sweet.
If you say hi, she can say. She
hi, Donna. Are you there? I just want to tell you, I love. And she's going through the course.
I am here.
Here she is.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Donna. How are you, my love?
I muted myself. I'm great.
Oh.
Thank you so much for being on this call.
Oh, good.
That was awesome. I'm one of those ones who doesn't really have much to say because I'm a little blown away.
Well, you've taken the course. What would you say about it? Maybe they're curious to know what it's like for you.
I would say that it's a life-transforming experience.
Oh.
And being someone who is retired, it was really fun to take, actually someone else I talked to about this and who has listened to David's meditation calls on Thursday mornings that are a little bit of an overview or generalization about self-realization. It takes anything you've studied and just pulls it all together and puts it in a context that makes sense. It's like the missing frame to a puzzle pieces. You had all the jigsaw and you were trying, but you make everything connect. So you have this huge revelation. And I guess those are the shifts. But every time I listen, I have a new insight. Whether or not I've listened to the call before.
Yeah, you'll get it at different levels too, huh?
Yeah. I went to a course once where they talked about artwork, and they said, you know, a masterpiece when you never get tired of it. Every time you walk by, it gives you something else, and that's the way
right.
I feel.
Well, the beautiful thing about working with spirit, and I think spirit is the science of the 21st century, us finally learning how our own innate intelligence and our own life force currents work. What is spirit? Like, we all kind of know it's out there, but what is it? You know, well, you can find out. That's what's so exciting about this.
You just never stop getting, you know, your spirit open. You never stop listening.
And it just gets better and better and better.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for sticking with us while we limp our way to higher consciousness.
Good. Yeah, sure. Anyone else have a question? Thank you, Donna. You're such a love.
You're welcome.
And I'm proud of you, by the way. You're doing really good.
Thank you.
Rock on. Oh, okay. Bonnie. We unmuted you because we know everyone's being shy this time. Yeah. Well, to enable you to speak. We have a shy group tonight. So, David, we're putting you in the hot seat, as it were. By the way, let me brag about you. We know Bonnie because she's really an expert at developing websites and also marketing. And I've looked at what you did. If you compare selfawareness.com and then look at stephensavin.com, you think, wow. And what you did with the videos and the testimonials was amazing. So thank you so much. So that's a little plug for Bonnie. If you're looking to develop your website or marketing, you said you do PR too. I give her two thumbs up.
Awesome. Well, thank you for saying that. And I just want to say that I came on the call because I just can't get enough of you, Stephen, in terms of the energy and the Shakti, and whether you're intentionally sending it or not, you just have it. It just exudes, and I love connecting with you. And so I needed a little boost today, and I have that. So thank you so much.
Good. I love you. Thank you so much.
You too.
Yeah. Oh, and the other exciting thing, since we don't have a lot of questions right now, Bonnie, through her husband, was able to connect us with a guy that's looking at my screenplay right now. Wrote a book called Christ Enlightened, The Lost Teachings of Jesus Unveiled. And a producer came to me saying, hey, that would make a great movie. So I wrote a screenplay. And now we've got some interest in it. So we've got yet maybe another. So I've got one movie coming out, two under production, plus a series, like a television series. And now we've got hopefully a new production company making a feature film about Jesus Christ in the first century. Wouldn't that be fun, you guys, just to expound on that a little bit? Jesus is my root guru. I'm not trying to push any religion down your throat, but I love Christ. If you're with me, you're with him. He's always with me. And I spent years and years and years of my life studying courses, taking college courses through the Learning Company. You know, they go around to Princeton and Harvard and interview the world's leading scholars on Christianity, Judaism, how the Bible was written, church fathers of the first and second centuries. I took all the classes that they had. I took two dozen classes and made points to go to Israel and study the history, study the Dead Sea Scrolls, study ancient Judaism, and all this information came together. There's all these books that were read by Christians of the first century in Israel and Jordan, and even down in Egypt, and they wrote down things he said, which are similar to what we've already heard. He kind of expanded on things like the kingdom of heaven within us. We all heard that the kingdom of heaven lies within. But in the Gospel of Thomas, which Christians have known about for 2,000 years, he goes into more detail about, well, what does that mean, looking within to find God? What does that mean what is this kingdom of heaven thing he's talking about? Apparently heaven isn't behind the clouds somewhere, but it's a place where you feel God's presence in your life. And so I took all that and explained it in my book, and then I thought, well, how can I share this with people? I said, well, I'll just include these dialogues, things that he said, in with the other things he said that would naturally be in the movie because they're in the New Testament. So I keep to the same story that we've all heard, but I add in the new dialogue that people haven't heard yet. So you'll hear twice as many things that Jesus said than you've ever heard before, which is kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. And I started the story thinking about, well, what was Jesus like? What would have been like before he became the Messiah or teacher they were expecting? What would it be like with life with the Christ, you know, with working with his family, working with his brothers and sisters, with his father? And so I created a storyline where we see Jesus with his family at home and working and then going off to study in Qumran with John the Baptist and the Essenes, and therein realizing that there's something about him that's different. And we see his first healing. It's fictitious, of course. It's a movie, right? We see him healing. We see him becoming more messianic, maybe more powerful as a teacher. And so the Act 1 ends, and Act 2 begins with John the Baptist recognizing as the Lamb of God. But we had a lot of fun thinking about all the different things that were going on in the first century and being able to share that with the public. So they'll hear these things probably for the first time. So thank you, Bobby, for that connection. Thank you for all your support with our website. And I'm looking forward to working with you more.
Oh, you're very, very welcome.
If we want to put one more person on the hotline, 917 area code. I don't know. There's a bunch of people on it. I don't know.
You want to?
Yes.
Okay. David wants, we don't see any questions that have come up. So he says put him in the hot seat. He's going to pick a number. 917. Is there a 917 area code? Are they already unmuted?
Yeah.
I don't know where 917 is. What city would that be?
New York.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that 917? Who's this?
Who's this?
Who?
Who?
My hearing is getting pretty bad. What was your name?
Can't hear.
I can't hear. Maybe he's muted. Wait, I don't know. Did you hear another? Bonnie, did you hear another sound? All right. Well, maybe that's.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Someone else want to speak?
I'm not sure who I heard. I heard somebody say something, and I don't know if you could hear them, but I could hear them.
Okay. I heard a sound. I just couldn't hear what he said. Well, whoever you are, we love you, and I hope to share with you in the future sometime. Should we call it a night, Ben? No other questions? All right. Well, hey, Hope, thank you for letting me take this time to share with you. And I look forward to sharing with you more. God bless you. And good night. All the wrap.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you.
Not many people that.